We saw early in the General Assembly cycle that our libraries were under attack, and we knew we had to do something. We know what happens when we have censorship. Censorship, like banning books, comes from fear. It's insidious. It spreads like a disease and leaves our vulnerable communities really injured. We cannot allow ourselves to give in to fear. We must stand against this fear, which is disguised as moral outrage, and stand up for what we know is right. We know that our libraries serve as that equalizer, that common denominator that allows any child, person, adult, anyone to walk into a public library and be treated equally. They have access to every bit of the same information. There is nothing that controls their ability to read. There's no income guidelines or color, creed, gender, sexual basis that is required to take out a library book. The only thing required is an interest to read. And when we've seen these attacks across the nation where people are trying to clamp down on that interest to read, we had to do something. This law is designed to protect our libraries. Our libraries are an invaluable resource to our communities, and they offer so much more than books. They offer a community meeting place. They offer unprecedented access to life-changing events. They say to people, if you read, you will succeed. And we want people to succeed. We want them to have different opinions, different ideas, to bring different views to a discussion, because that's only when we progress and when we further our agendas in the state. This is a state that we can all be proud of, that we can lead the way in Illinois to ensure we eliminate these barriers.